Dylan Marin makes videos about social justice issues, and his videos get shared. They get comments, and he reads those comments. Some are supportive, but this being the internet, others are pretty harsh, with offensive language.
You are a piece of You're so dumb, you regularly say things that 100% makes the situation worse, and you do it to signal how virtuous you are.
So many of us would just ignore a message like that, right? Not Marin. He got an idea for a podcast. He invites his detractors to actually talk with him about what sets them off and why.
Oh, like I said to you before, I had a couple cocktails in me. But let me tell you, I stand by most of what I said. I do stand by most of what I said. Not about you personally, but about social justice warriors.
Dylan Marin's podcast is now in its second season, and the title is Conversations with People Who Hate Me. Note, that's people, not trolls.
I definitely used to use the word troll. I don't like it anymore because I also think that is starting the conversation at a deficit. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to make sure we are in as safe a space as possible. And I know that's a very very zeitgeisty term right now. But I want to also make a safe space for the person who wrote me or my guest something negative.
What is the pitch? I mean, I guess I can kind of understand someone agreeing to meet with a person who's been their internet hater.
Hmm.
But when you call up the person who's been the critic, what is that phone call like?
The simple line I give is, do you want to move this online conversation offline? I think there's something about a phone that is a happy medium. It's not in person, so we're still apart, but it's that real-time conversation. You hear someone's voice. You hear their ums and uhs. You hear their hesitation. And that goes for all of us on the call, including me. And there's something so humanizing about that and disarming. Almost invariably, my guests will say, listen, I shouldn't have said that. I might agree with the core thing that was driving me to say that, but I was a little too intense about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a very open-minded person. I'm the kind of person that sees someone who is different than me, and I immediately kind of feel uncomfortable.
The first season was all about your haters, basically, your people slash haters. Mm-hmm. This season, you're pairing people who've received negative comments with the person who wrote the negative comment. And I want to talk about an episode called Burned at the Stake.
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, this writer named Jaya has done some, you know, critique of The Office, the old NBC comedy.
I can't watch The Office as not a woman. I can't watch The Office as not a person of Indian heritage when I watch Michael Scott, you know, make racist remarks to Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I can't. She's essentially saying, hey, there's some things in here that I find somewhat offensive. I don't know if the show really holds up today.
Mm-hmm.
And then her critic, Tom, took offense and essentially commented that anyone who felt that way should be burned at the stake.
And I kind of personally blew your article off as, you know, saying, like, come on. You know, and I think you said, correct me if I'm wrong, please, that it's like kind of more or less doesn't really belong on TV in our generation.
Well, I think more.
I have noticed, and I haven't listened to all the episodes, but almost all the episodes I listened to were from the point of a progressive person who is addressing or dealing with a comment from a person who is kind of politically opposed to their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And having covered elections, there are lots of progressives and left-leaning people who leave nasty comments.
Oh, yeah.
Does it undermine the idea of open-mindedness if essentially the conversations are you and another progressive person telling a conservative person they may be wrong about something or that they need to open their eyes in some way?
I am not pretending to be some sort of bipartisan moderator in the sense that, of course, I have a stake in this, right? I clearly agree more with one side, but that still doesn't mean I can't foster a space for meaningful, nuanced dialogue.
So feminism is just the equality between the genders to me.
Andrew, how would you define feminism?
Pretty much as far off as you can get. I define it as an anti-white, anti-male supremacy movement.
Sometimes when I listen to the episodes, I was like, I cannot. This is too stressful. This is too cringy. This is too awkward.
Yeah.
How do you manage? I mean, do you, like, this sounds exhausting.
You know, it's actually not. I love the calls. I love the calls so much. The calls make me feel like maybe the world is good after all, because someone who thinks very differently from me, someone with whom I shared a very negative introduction, they are willing to talk. There are at least a handful of people who I've come across who are willing to own up to things they've written on online. And it gives me hope.
Dylan Marin, he's the creator of the podcast Conversations with People Who Hate Me. Thank you for speaking with All Things Considered.
Thank you so much for having me.